Hi, I'm Andrew Burton, editor of SearchDataBackup.com, and I'm here today with W. Curtis Preston. Curtis is the executive editor with the Storage Media Group, and he's widely regarded as one of the foremost experts on backup today. How's it going today, Curtis?
It's just great here in sunny but not quite warm California.
Yeah. How cold is it?
Oh, it's freezing. What is it like? I think it's like 50. Oh, it's 60? Oh, it's 68? Oh, it's 66 degrees outside, apparently. Yeah, it's frigid.
Yeah, it's like 20 here, so... All right.
No but sympathy from the boss.
No, no, not at all. Not at all. It's sunny out, though, at least.
Yeah.
All right, so replication and deduplication being used in conjunction now a lot to move data offsite for data production or DR purposes. Can you kind of quickly outline the benefits of using this approach?
Well, you know, if we go back in time a little bit, right, before the world of dedupe, replication for most people only worked if you were replicating the source data, meaning the original primary database, right? You would use SRDF or, you know, some product like either hardware-based replication or software-based replication that would replicate the actual database that you were protecting, and that worked fine. What people started to want to do is to replicate their backups of that database, and that is a real problem, because when you go to make a backup, so the first is the full backup, which, especially if it's a database, you're going to be doing on a regular basis. Many people back up their databases full every day, and even those that don't, they do it every week. And so every week you're creating this massive chunk of data, very little of which has changed, and then you, if you tried to replicate that, it's just not feasible, right? And then you add to that that the daily incrementals aren't block-level incrementals. So even on the incremental backups, the amount of data that needs to be replicated is significantly more than what needs to be replicated if you were replicating the original data. So, introduce deduplication. And by the way, before deduplication, we had products like, I know that FalconStor and EMC pushed very heavily their VTL back in the day before dedupe, and one of the features they pushed very hard was the ability to replicate those backups. And I continually raised my hand and wanted to know how that would be possible, because the amount of data that would be replicated was just, you know, it would just cost ridiculous amounts of money. So you bring in dedupe. And what dedupe does is you take that backup and let's say it's a terabyte-sized database. If only, if you were replicating using regular replication, let's say you, out of that terabyte, you might change a gigabyte. You would be replicating a gigabyte. Dedupe, the idea behind dedupe, if it works, the amount of data that's stored on disk today behind the dedupe system, whether you're using source or target or whatever, should be roughly 1 gigabyte, roughly the same amount of data that would have been stored or replicated using a replication product, because that's the amount of data that actually changed today. So then, you can then take that data and replicate that data over to an off-site location. And so it simply makes it feasible and practical in many environments.
Okay, if you're taking this approach, what are people usually doing? I mean, I was thinking about it is that, you know, you'd probably be using source dedupe in order to save bandwidth. Is my thinking not correct there?
So source dedupe it's not necessarily replication, right? So source dedupe is used to back up a remote, its main use is to back up something that's remote with bad bandwidth, right? So a remote office, a laptop, or actually VMware is another great use for source dedupe, because VMware, you know, if you think about it, it's a bunch of servers with crappy bandwidth, right? So you use it to reduce the amount of data being backed up from that system to your central site. But you could also use source dedupe to back up, for example, let's say you have a medium-sized remote site where you have like a half a dozen servers. You could put a source dedupe target in that remote office. So the half a dozen servers in that remote office would use source dedupe to back up to that server that goes over there, and then that server would then replicate those backups back to the central site. And that, in that architecture, it's exactly the same from a replication perspective as what happens when you use a target dedupe system, and you put that target dedupe system out at the remote site, and you use whatever you want to back up to that target dedupe appliance, which then replicates back to a larger target dedupe appliance back in the remote site. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And would you say that both of those are fairly typical use cases?
Yeah, they are very typical use cases, although I will say that in the source dedupe world, most people that I've talked to are not using that scenario that I described. Most people are they just use it in the first way I described source dedupe, which is you just back up a remote system directly to the remote office. They don't have a local, what I would call, restore appliance in that remote office. So that's not as common as the target dedupe scenario. In the target dedupe scenario, absolutely, it's very common. In fact, a significant portion of, especially Data Domain, because they did this really before anybody else, they really kind of had a very, you know, good replication story before everybody else. And so a significant portion of Data Domain customers, for example, have a second system which they then replicate to.
Okay, great. So what are the drawbacks of using replication and dedupe together? You know, like what do you need to be watching out for if you're considering doing this?
Well, a couple of things come to mind. One is you need to make sure that the replicated system has the same recovery behavior as the primary system. So there are some cases. It's just something that you want to test for. There are some products that behave differently. You know, if I back up to target system A and then I replicate to target system B, that my recovery speed from target system A may actually be better than the recovery speed at my replicated DR destination, which is really not something that is good, right?
Right.
So you just want to make sure that that's the case. Are my recovery speeds at my target site the same as those at the remotes or at the original site? That's something you want to look for. And then also, you just want to realize that it's not the same as, you know, when we first started this call, I talked about the way we've always done it, which is replicating the database data, right? When you replicate the primary application data, that data is in the remote site in a format immediately accessible, ready for the application, right? So, you know, if you need to restart Oracle, you just start it up, and boom, the data's there. In a dedupe scenario, when we're talking backups, and you've used either source dedupe or target dedupe to replicate backups, what you have is not a copy. You have a backup, which means it's in a different format in 90% of the cases, right? 99% of the cases, it's in a different format, which means you have to do a restore, not just start something up. So it's not a replacement for the same. It doesn't provide the same recovery time objectives that primary source replication does. So you just want to be aware that it does that. Another thing that people talk about is whether or not you need to do encryption. And as I often say, when we're talking about dedupe, remember that dedupe looks for and eliminates patterns. Encryption gets rid of patterns before dedupe can look at them. So you don't encrypt the data that you're going to dedupe. You encrypt data that has been deduped. So if you want to encrypt, even the transfer, right? So some people are very concerned about security, so they want to encrypt even the transfer of data between site A and site B. So there you just use something like a VPN so that the conversation between the replicated systems is encrypted, which is a much less scary scenario than encrypted tape, right?
Yeah.
Because or any system where we're encrypting data at rest, which is, it's a whole different, set of scary things.
Mainly because of the key management you
made. Yeah, key management. You lose your key, you lose your data, Humans are as human do, right?
Yep, that's right.
So, yeah. They make mistakes, and then all of a sudden you got no backups.
Okay, how about from like a management perspective? Are companies offering products that that centrally manage replication and dedupe together and like in one place, or is it something that you have to manage separately still?
Yeah, it depends on the product, but yeah, the dedupe systems. Any good one is going to manage that for you, right? It's going to be built into their process that, because you might want to hold replication until after dedupe is done, or, there's a number of scenarios where you want your dedupe, your replication to be aware of what's going on in the dedupe world. So, yeah, that's definitely something you want to take a look at.
Okay, cool. And just lastly, who are the, the major players in this space?
Well, pretty much any target dedupe at this point, with one exception, and that would be NetApp. Pretty much any target dedupe player has replication built into their appliance at this point. IBM was late to the game. They originally just wanted you to use storage replication, but they've come to the party as well with replication that's aware of their dedupe. NetApp did not, right? They have dedupe in their BTO, but they do not yet have replication.
Okay,
that's everybody else.
All right. Well, that's it for me. Thanks a lot for taking the time to speak with me.
Anytime.
All right, and for more information about replication, deduplication, and other backup topics, please visit searchdatabackup.com. Thanks for listening.